Well, hello everyone. This is Marty Fort with Music Academy Success. And on today's call, we've got some very special guests. We've got the winners of the 2011 Music Academy Success Academy of the Year contest. We've got Josh Brown and Jeff McKee from the Allegro School of Music in Tucson, Arizona. And they've won over $10,000 in cash and prizes. They've won cash prizes. They've won free registration to our upcoming conference. They're going to get a full-day mastermind with me and other members from around the world. They're going to get, to come to my studio. I'm going to fly to theirs. So all kinds of great stuff. And they've just been doing awesome work. So I want to take this time today to kind of introduce you to the members who are the elite, our premier members this year, who, above all else, won out above everyone and won $10,000 in cash and prizes. So, Josh and Jeff, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Marty.
Doing great, Marty.
Great. Great. Well, hey, guys, congratulations on winning the contest. How's that been for you so far?
That's great.
It's great. Great, Mark.
Great motivator.
I want to take this time to thank everybody out there who did vote for us. And, you know, it's been a great year for us in the MAS program. I mean, obviously, we learned a lot from Marty, but we also learned a lot from the other members through these, you know, calls that we've had as far as people's questions and things that everybody submitted in terms of marketing. It's just been a really great year for us. So thanks again to everybody.
Yeah, thanks a lot, everybody. It has been fantastic. It's been the best year. We've been in business for almost 13 years, and these have definitely been the last couple years have been the best, and I know it's directly due to our involvement with MAS and all of Marty's help and all of the help from all of you guys and all the rest of the members. It's been great. So thanks a lot. Thanks for everything.
Well, thanks for saying that, guys, and I also want to give a lot of the credit back to you that, you know, that not everybody makes it through MAS. You know, that's kind of the reality, and the reason you guys have made it through is because the people that make it through MAS are the ones that implement, that work hard, and that are smart about it, and you guys definitely have been. So just so everybody can get to know you better, and I'm very familiar with your story. I worked with you about 2 or 3 years now. You know, give everybody the brief history of the story of the Allegro School of Music in Tucson.
Josh and I were both doctoral students at the U of A, working on doctoral degrees in classical guitar performance, basically because we finished master's degrees and didn't have anything else to do. And we weren't really that into school, but we both had some prior experience teaching kids, so we decided to open up a school that really focused on classical guitar for kids. And we were determined to have this little army of little Yamashitas with just all this crazy technique, and that was really our goal, and that's what we tried to do for really over a decade. And you know, all the success that we had in the beginning, we grew, we got 50, 60, 70 students pretty quickly within the first couple of years, but then 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, it was still pretty much in the same spot, about the same number of students, and everything just kind of stagnated until we started talking to you and started following the MAS program. And now we've gone from having 70, 80 students, something like that, and having a lot of volatility, really, the enrollment going up and down, and not really having a whole lot of consistency through the summers and things like that, to nothing but steady growth since we've started. It's been nothing but up, up, and up. Happier students, more students, happier parents. And the bottom line is that we're personally making more money and teaching less and dealing with a lot less stress and headaches and complaints and things like that. So I'd say all around everything has drastically improved, gotten better.
Okay, well, great. Well, let's get specific. You know, you talked about when you got started and as you were building your army of Yamashita there, you know, which a lot of people do, you know, go out and try to make their little conservatories as they were influenced in college and that kind of thing. Let's get specific. What did your studio look like before MAS, maybe enrollment numbers-wise or profit-wise, and what does it look like now? What has it done to your numbers?
Well, when we started, which was in 2008, the fall of 2008, our enrollment was at 90, I believe. Let me get an exact number for you there. Yeah, it was at exactly 90. That was July of 2008, and then March of this year, we hit 300 students for the first time. So it's been, like I said, steady growth from 90 to 300 since the end of July of 2008.
Well, it's great, and that's a lot of growth. I mean, Arizona, you've had a lot of challenges there. You've had, you know, housing, you know, burst and a lot of things going on there, so it's not an easy time. I mean, let me ask you guys kind of, you know, I love Arizona. It's one of my favorite places. How is Arizona affected by the recession?
It's rough. Marty, it's rough out here, actually. The foreclosure rate was, I believe, if not the highest, it was the second highest in the country past couple of years. I mean, the housing, anybody who owns a home here has seen their home value plummet in the past couple of years. I mean, you know, we had the benefit of a huge bubble before that, but, boy, it's been rough. So during this time, yes, we've been in a legitimate recession during this time of growth. It's funny because I feel a little funny if I talk to other business owners or even just other people, you know, with jobs who've usually taken a pay cut or for sure not gotten a raise. I feel almost a little crunchy, almost like they don't believe what I'm saying. I kind of downplay it sometimes, just like, yeah, well, how's your business doing? Well, it's doing good, you know, but you know, it's not just doing good. We're growing and growing and growing, and other people are going out of business. Or, you know, in fact, here, just another music shop that taught a huge amount of lessons. I didn't tell you this, Marty, but out on the east side of town, that's been in business since like the 1970s. They just went out of business on the east side of Houston, and they taught. I mean, they had like 20 teachers teaching lessons out of there, and they just went out. And there was another store out there that's also been here for at least as long as I've been here, much longer, but it's also gone out of business. So a lot of music stores are going out of business. Music lesson places are going out of business too. So we feel fortunate.
Well, and I've seen the same thing here, Josh, that even in South Carolina, you know, my competitors are going out of business. So I've got another question for you. Before I do that, I'll introduce Jeff. You have a guest with you today. Who do you have? Who is your guest today with you?
My guest is my 19-month-old daughter. I'm actually on the playground right now, kind of dividing my attention between this call and making sure she doesn't jump off of a slide or something, eat a handful of dirt.
Well, keep her safe. Well, before we go to the next question, I want to congratulate you both, that both while you were members of the program, you know, you were able to take time off and be fathers, and both of you, you know, had children at the same time, so that was great. But let's go on to this, Josh, kind of something you brought up. So obviously, people in Arizona are going out of business. People in South Carolina are going out of business. Or even people that I've seen that are successful, like maybe they have 500, 400 students, they're just kind of stuck. You know what I mean? They're not able to grow. So one of the questions I get a lot, guys, for either of you is, you know, what makes Mass different? You know, there are other coaching programs out there. So what can people, in your mind, what can people only get here that you can't get anywhere else?
Well, I would say that it is the details, you know. I mean, it is extremely detail-oriented. You're not just going to get some sort of super generalized ideas of how to do this. You're going to get literally everything that you need to implement immediately. So you can literally just use the examples of marketing and take the instruction, go do it, and you're going to get results. So details are huge. You're also going to get some other things you don't get anywhere. I mean, the summer policies and things like that are definitely unique. There's all kinds of stuff. But for me, I would say it's definitely the details that we go over really enable you to just go right and do it.
Yeah, I would second that. I definitely say it's the details, it's the language to use, the details on how to do the training, how to do your hiring, how to do your payments, how to handle missed lessons, all of those types of things, and also just the introduction to specific people. You don't just say go see an accountant. You bring in an accountant to talk on one of the group calls and answers very helpful, specific questions. Same thing with the expert on hiring and the interview process and all those types of things. So it's not just like a book that gives suggestions. It's verbatim details to say, do this, this, and this. And if you follow those, it works.
Well, and I agree. It's definitely worked out for me. I mean, one of the nice things about doing this course, guys, is that they always say that the coach learns more than the students. And I keep learning more and more. We just had a member of a conference that I'm going to be doing in a recent newsletter coming up that got, 17 students in 1 month from one source. So it's great. Like, not only do you guys get to learn, but I get to learn as well, which just makes it totally, worth it for me as well. And that's one of the biggest questions I get, guys, is that one of the things I've learned about our industry is that a lot of people just don't have money. Or if they do, they don't have much. And, three payments of $4.99 is scary to them because that's a big investment. So in your minds, why is the investment of $14.97 worth it? I mean, how has it been worth it? How is it justifiably, worth it expense for Allegro?
So, I mean, that's the if you look at our numbers from, like we said again, I mean, let's just say it again, from 90 to 300, and let me go back even for a more short-term thing. So from when we started for the first 4 months, we grew by about 40 or 50 students. So by our money math, we would have broken even with the MASS program even if we'd only gotten between 3 and 5 students from it for that $1,500. I mean, that's just how we personally calculate our students as being worth to us, between $400 or $500 each. So, I mean, the answer is very simple there. And then for us, I mean, it's cheap when you think of it that way. So it's definitely worth the money. So if you have any fears of that, I mean, you just have to really do your math and think how much are these students worth, and you're going to get a lot of them. So, and we make more money, and we have more students. I mean, there's just, I could go on and on and on about it, Marty, but I know we're limited on time, but it's absolutely worth it.
Well, I would say just the fact that Josh is able to say what each student is worth, that's another one of the things that we learned from the MASS program. But just once you've done that and you figure out the average retention of your students, figure out how much they cost, you figure out how much you pay the instructors and how much you actually net, then you know the value of a student. And $1,500 is a very small investment to make if you think all I got to do is get a couple of students out of this. But the thing is, just to talk about, I mean, I already mentioned several other things that it helps you with, for hiring, with training, with expert great advice on accepting payments and how to handle your missed lessons. Those things are all great. But the marketing help and getting you really focused on the sales and the marketing is great. Gives you dozens and dozens of ideas and suggestions. And even if only one of those things pans out for you, it's going to pay for it exponentially, like our website, for example. I think we've talked about this before, how in the beginning, I mean, we always had a website. But we never knew that you could actually get students from it. But since joining MASS and following Marty's advice, that has turned into a huge source of students for us. I don't know the number off the top of my head. Josh, I think you've got the database there. You can talk about how many students we actually get from the database or from the website. But in the beginning, it was nothing. It was zero. And now, how many students have we gotten so far this year from the website, Josh? Do you have
Yeah, this year from the website for the first, January through May, we've gotten 36. Last year we got 83 for the year just from the Internet.
Yeah, 83 new students. And like Josh said, we have calculated the value of each student to be about $500. So that's 83 students that we got last year that we weren't accustomed to getting. And if you figure they're worth $500 each, I think that more than covers the cost of the MASS program. So it's great. I mean, the reality is really, you can't afford not to do it. And just lastly here, to sum it up here, we keep talking about, yeah, we went from 90 to 300. The thing to keep in mind about that is that we had 90 students for 10 years. So, and we were trying. It's not like, we were doing everything that we knew how to do. And that's pretty much all we could do. And then getting into MASS, it's really just exploded from 90, just up. Now we're right around 300, so it's working great for us.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another thing to point out about this. So it's not just about spending the money. It's about where you spend your money, because we are not the guys. I mean, I know that if there are people out there afraid to spend the money, I mean, we're not those guys because we were spending money trying to build our business when we had 90 students. I mean, Jeff and I were the guys that would we'd put stuff on a credit card because we really wanted to make this happen, you know. And so we would go spend money on marketing and try to do all this stuff, and then we'd say, oh, that didn't work out for us, and we wouldn't do it again, and we'd try something else. But we would spend a lot of money, definitely as much money as you spend on math, even in a month sometimes, just trying to get students in the door. And so if maybe you don't, if you haven't been trying at this and you're new to everything and you think it's a lot of money, it's really not. It's, I mean, in the scope of things, it's really not a lot of money. It's well worth it, you know, and you'll be lucky to not do what we did, which was sit around and spend countless amounts of money for 10 years and just barely break even, just to maintain what we had and not grow. What's going to happen with math is you're going to see things start to grow and then keep growing, and that's huge. I mean, that's everything. So I wouldn't be afraid of the money part of it. You're going to get that back and much more.
Well, and I think the sky's the limit for you guys, and we'll talk about that in our last question, kind of about the future. Before we get to that, one of the things I want to present to everybody is that there are other programs out there for everybody to consider, but this is the only program at an international level for just music studio owners. You have to have a commercial lease to do it. That is for music studio owners. We don't have dance owners here. We don't have gymnastics. We don't have drama. We only talk about music. So can you guys kind of talk about the fraternity of music studio owners? You know, what kind of support does the program give to you each month? What kind of access do you have with other members, interactions? You know, let's talk about the fraternity of music studio owners that you can only get here. How does that work for people that are curious?
I think it's been great to have the monthly calls and then the newsletters and really find out what's going on with other studio owners and what's going on in different parts of the country and what they're doing. And I think we talked before about getting some tweaks on direct mails or just getting new ideas about other sources by hearing what other people are coming up with in Colorado or Ohio or wherever it might be. So that's been great for us. And also just kind of having that, I liked in the beginning how we would all have homework. And so it gave us a real sense of accountability. Like, oh man, I've got to get this done because I've got to talk about how we did it and how it's working for us next week. So that part's been great. For me, what do you think, Josh?
Absolutely. I mean, we had the opportunity to talk about specific subjects. For example, you know, we might be concerned, say, how our voice program is doing or how our drum program is doing, and then we can get together with people across the country and talk about numbers and see things that are trends between us and ways to improve them. When it comes to marketing, we get to look at marketing pieces that other people have submitted and have worked. That's the great thing about it. This is reality. It's not just ideas that maybe once worked or have worked in the past for other people. These are things that, you know, someone just did last month and got them 20 students, and they're showing you, and you could do the same thing. So it's this constant, you know, interplay of what's happening right now. So it's really it's really alive and well. You know, you feel that. Everybody's on there, and everybody's working towards the same thing. And, you know, it gives you a lot of ideas. And you can always contact people. You can always bring things up, too. You know, if you've got something that you need to you know, work out, you can bring it up on a call. Marty can talk about it. And then other members are going to chime in on it. So it's very vital to have that resource of teachers and owners across the country.
And I'm glad you said the term alive, because that's, like I said, it brings me a lot of energy. I love the energy of seeing people succeed. We had one member in Florida who got 45 students in 1 month. I talked to one in New York yesterday who got 30 in 1 month, you know. And I'll tell you guys, I mean, it keeps me going as well, you know what I mean? So even, like, if Math never got another member, I would still do it, just because the people we already have in place, which are East Coast, West Coast, Canada, South America, it's an awesome group, you know. And I get so much value out of it for myself. And it's just a real fraternity of music studio owners. It's a lonely world being a studio owner by yourself. Don't know where to go. Don't know what to do. And it's just been awesome. So let's talk about the future. You know, what's the future outlook for Allegro? Where are you guys headed?
Well, our first you know, our first goal, really, a big goal for us was to hit 300 students, and we did that this year, so that was kind of a nice beginning for us. But long term, we're trying to focus on 500-600 at our current location, and, you know, like we've talked about, Marty, we feel like our population here might support 1,000 music students here in Tucson, so, you know, it's something that we're, you know, first, next thing I say, we're looking at 500 in our location, but after that, we may look at trying to get up to 1,000 and perhaps another location.
Yeah, basically, I mean, just to keep on improving the school and improving the clients' experience and just to try to keep that retention going up and up, keep those referrals going up and up, because everybody's happy and likes it. But as far as the bottom line goes, what pays the bills, just keeping, yeah, like Josh said, keep those numbers going up and up. As far as the future goes, the school just keeps, the gross number keeps going higher and higher. I looked at this yesterday because we had a business meeting to talk about kind of the finances. And to this same point last year, the dividends, the distributions, just this is just the profits that we make after all the bills are paid and teachers and utilities and all that stuff. At this point last year, I had made about $4,000 just in distributions. To this point today, this year, I made $10,000. So the future, and that just keeps getting better. But the year before that, you know, you can just see a steady growth. So it's nice to talk about the other parts of how the school is better and everything in this and this. But the bottom line is, you were doing this to make money, business, and we're making more and more money, and it's because of math. So it's looking good.
Well, congratulations, guys, and that's why you're the winners of the contest. That's why you are the 2011 Math Members of the Year, you know. One thing I want to briefly allude to before we wrap up here is that you guys had two locations, now you have one, because that's really what I want to spread to everybody. I am not a proponent of having three locations with 300, 200 per location. It's not the way to make money. And the reason, Jeff, you are now getting dividends on top of your salary, because that's on top of salary, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's in addition to whatever we make from teaching, right?
So you're getting, to be clear, salary and increased dividends, right?
Correct.
So, you know, that's what it's about. And what happened is you guys were able to can your location that wasn't profitable, get one location with 300 students that's highly profitable. I have one location with 600 students, and my firm belief is no one should have, you know, more than one location if they're not, you know, got at least 400 or 500 students, you know, netting around six figures, and then you move on to the second one. But that's more of a detailed thing we talk about in the course, but that's something we want to talk about in this program. But obviously, it's paying off dividends for you guys. Do you guys have any comments on that, kind of that thinking of going from the multi-location to a single-location mentality?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was too much too soon, and yeah, you're right. I mean, it definitely made sense for us to scale it back when we did and focus on getting everything right in one location and starting to grow and starting to really make money and focus on that. But yeah, we definitely see the light on that, and we'll definitely focus on getting, like I said, 500-600 maybe, best case scenario in our location, and then looking ahead from there.
Well, the crazy part about it was when we did close down the other location that was about 20 or 30 minutes south of town, we ended up getting some of those students just continued at our current location now, so we ended up making more money anyway because we got over half of those students just decided to come to the main location, and we weren't paying that extra money in rent. So we ended up making more money by closing that location.
Yeah, that's
having
pretty fun.
And having much, 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 much less hassle and headache. So there is a lot of truth. Just take one spot, a good location that's convenient for people to get to, and just get all the kinks worked out there, because it is a learning process. That's what we're going to do here.
Well, congratulations, guys. If people want to get in touch with you and check out what you're doing, how can they look at your website? What is your website address?
AllegroSchoolOfMusic.com. Dr.Mark.net.
All right, guys. Well, listen, congratulations. I look forward to either flying to you. I'm either going to be coming to Tucson, or maybe you'll come to me. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to work on your business with you even more. We're going to eat steak dinner, have a big time, you know. So congratulations, and thanks for your time today, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Marty.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.